This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
What a pretty tune, huh? And beautiful words.
They are. That's a poem written by Christina Rossetti in 1872. And then 30 years later, Gustav Holst writes the music.
In the Bleak Midwinter, that was the choir of King's College, Cambridge, under Stephen Cleanbury, who we just lost this past summer. Great man. Hello, this is our holiday special.
Welcome to the B&K Cafe. B is for Bill McLaughlin.
And K is for Karin Allison. So here we are with this winter of quarantines and the plague and maybe hope on the horizon.
Yes.
And we're sending you this music because nothing lifts your spirits more.
A new beginning.
That's right. So folks, wherever you are, whatever you're doing today, we got you in our minds and hearts.
We certainly do.
Our first piece on today is not something that I knew in my childhood. It's a piece of Hector Berlioz, L'Enfance du Christ, The Childhood of Christ. It's an oratorio, which is based on the story from the Gospel of Matthew, the Holy Family fleeing into Egypt to get away from King Herod. So let's listen. The Holy Family is taking leave, and the shepherds around Bethlehem wish them farewell.
And the shepherds are playing their pipes.
You hear that in the oboes. Here we go. Isn't that sweet?
It's beautiful. It's very hymn-like.
Yeah. Berlioz, this wild man who composed fantastic symphonies, all these big orchestral pieces, wrote this simple music. He said he got the idea when he was playing cards in Paris one day in 1850. The game was sort of slow, so he picked up a piece of paper and sketched out this opening of this chorus.
Wow.
The shepherds around Bethlehem wishing the Holy Family well on their journey to Egypt.
How interesting the way the creative mind works. Now it feels like we might, when a slow moment comes along, pick up our phone and check our text messages instead of writing five steps of music.
Yeah, anyway, that's not music that either of us knew as we were kids, but we're going to hear next a piece which was created just, well, you weren't quite on the scene. This is music from 1951.
Not and it was for a television. Quite a while.
That's right. NBC commissioned Giancarlo Manotto to make an opera for Christmas for TV for kids.
What a great idea, because it introduces kids. They visually, they can see,
right,
you know, what they're hearing.
And years later, Manotti recalled where he found the inspiration for this piece, which is called Amahl and the Night Visitors. Let's listen to the composer's own words.
He says, "This is an opera for children because it tries to recapture my own childhood. You see, when I was a child, I lived in Italy, and in Italy, we have no Santa Claus. I suppose that Santa Claus is much too busy with American children to be able to handle Italian children as well. Our gifts were brought to us by the three kings instead. I actually never met the three kings. It didn't matter how hard my little brother and I tried to keep awake at night to catch a glimpse of the three royal visitors. We would always fall asleep just before they arrived. But I do remember hearing them. I remember the weird cadence of their song in the dark distance. I remember the brittle sound of the camel's hooves crushing the frozen snow. And I remember the mysterious tinkling of their silver bridles. My favorite king was King Melchior, because he was the oldest and had a long white beard. My brother's favorite was King Caspar. He insisted that this little king was a little crazy and quite deaf. I don't know why he was so positive about his being deaf. I suspect it was because dear King Caspar never brought him all the gifts he requested. To these three kings, I mainly owe the happy Christmas seasons of my childhood, and I should have remained very grateful to them, but instead I came to America and soon forgot all about them. For here, at Christmas time, one sees so many Santa Clauses scattered all over town."
So here we go. We're back near Bethlehem in the first century, just after the birth of Christ, and we meet Amahl, a disabled boy who can walk only with a crutch. And he tells tall tales. It's always getting him in trouble. And he loves to play the shepherd's pipe.
"It is night, and the sky is dotted with stars, with the eastern stars shining brightly. The shepherd, Amahl, wraps in a cloak, sits outside the cottage where he lives with his mother, playing his pipe."
And he hears the three kings approaching. Runs in to tell his mom, and she can't believe him because he's always making up stories.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, there they are. They need a place to stay overnight. And mom says, "I have to go get firewood. It's cold in here. Come on in. Come on, you can at least lie down." And while the mom is out gathering firewood, Amahl and one of his buddies begin to play their shepherd pipes to entertain the kings.
Thank you.
of reminds me of Ravel's Bolero at the beginning, you know, with that pedal.
Well, North African.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not too far from Bethlehem, I suppose.
Right.
It could be. Yeah, I love the way the little kids start so solemnly. They're afraid to be in the presence of these great kings. Mm-hmm. But as they play, they get wilder. And then all of a sudden, they put down their pipes and begin to dance until they finally wind up in a puddle in front of the key kings. It's wonderful. That's the Shepherd's Dance from Amahl and the Night Visitors. That's from the initial recording with Thomas Schippers conducting.
And there's almost nothing better than watching kids dance.
It's interesting that Menotti puts that piece in E major and uses a pair of oboes exactly like Berlioz had a century before. I think these composers were talking to each other over the centuries distance between them. Christmas is a great holiday. It's a holiday essentially for kids. It's about the birth of a child.
It is. And another really fun thing is to watch kids skating. So let's listen to Vince Guaraldi's Skating.
This is from Charlie Brown's Christmas. Here we go.
Brings such an image. That's Vince Guaraldi's Skating from the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Did you watch that when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
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 You know, it's great to be sitting in the middle of a large family with a lot of kids sitting around watching that on television. That show may be nearly 50 years old, but it remains utterly charming.
It sure does. It hasn't lost a bit of its charm.
We're going to turn now to a tune which is even a bit older, written by a composer from Ukraine. We call it in English, Carol of the Bells, and this is a very unusual setting by a very unusual and very gifted young woman, Kali Banham, who is the solo English horn player of the St. Louis Symphony. So she's playing here not the oboe, but the oboe tamori.
Which I had never heard of before you brought this to my attention.
Yeah, it's in Bach a lot, like the Matthew Passion and some of the, he loved the sound of the oboe the more. It's a little bit deeper pitched, sort of between the oboe and the English horns, right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So here's Kali Banham with her arrangement of Carol of the Bells.
Thank you.
I love that arrangement. It's so beautifully playful.
Yeah, and we both lit up in a certain sec because we heard Callie Badham with her Oboe d'Amore quoting from Skating from Charlie Brown. Let me see if I find that spot. Here's Charlie Brown showing up in Carol of the Bells. It's lovely. Great arrangement. Great recording. That's a beautiful set of Christmas tunes, all played on oboe, millage horn, and Oboe d'Amore. Callie Banham, her last name is Banham. Look it up on Amazon and get yourself a copy. It's charming.
One of my favorites now.
Yeah. And you know, Callie Banham's got quite a sense of humor. She builds in what the software engineers call Easter eggs, little surprises that people can find when they use the app.
I love that. In jazz terms, we quote things a lot of different tunes, so that's what we say.
So we heard Skating from Callie, but also a reference to a beautiful song from Astor Piazzolla, Oblivion, is sneaked in there, which makes sense because Callie Banham is probably the only English horn player in history to ever found her own tango band.
How cool.
I think there's always an impulse for all of us when we hear Christmas tunes. We want to add our own contribution, make our own gifts. And you made a wonderful gift a few years ago when you made an entire recording of Christmas and holiday songs.
Right. It's called Yuletide Hideaway. And I recorded it with some of my favorite musicians, Rod Fleeman, Gerald Spates, Lee Sklar, Chris Caswell. I was at his place in L.A. once working on music, and his wife, Barb, is a decorator to the nth degree. It looks like Macy's in there. So I'm walking around with a pad of paper. We were working on another pop tune, but I thought, well, now's a good time to write a Christmas tune because it's right here in front of us. So
she had the house all fixed up.
She had the house all fixed up. There's a moose on the wall singing Santa Claus is Coming, the first line of the song, and that's exactly what I'm seeing.
Let's hear the beginning of this.
This is Yuletide Hideaway, written by yours truly, Karin Allison, and Chris Caswell. There is a moose on the wall singing Santa Claus is coming, you better be good this year. A wreath on the door who's not afraid to speak up and spread some Christmas cheer. The penguin twins are dancing, even Prancer's dancing, rocking to the season's groove. When Frosty starts to rap, you can't help but move. Don't need a sleigh to get to Santa's workshop. The North Pole's not that far. We don't need a wonderland of city sidewalks. It's right here where you are. There's no place I know of that has a magic glow of our home on the holidays. Far from the maddening crowd in our Yuletide hideaway. Some people paint the town, the party never seems to end. But our party's here at home, we like to decorate, that's how we celebrate. So next time you hear a reindeer blowing trumpet, as banjo playing bears respond. And next time you see some elves baking cookies, or skaters on a mirrored pond. Ponder your location, this festive destination is just our spirit on display. Wrapped up for all to enjoy in our Yuletide hideaway.
I love that cut. There's a moose on the wall.
Singing Santa Claus is Coming.
You got another cut on this album, which is very affecting to me. It's also from the Charlie Brown series.
Yes, this is Christmas Time is Here, and I'm playing piano on this, and Rod Fleeman on guitar again, Gerald Spates on the bass, Todd Strait on drums.
For me, the holidays are sort of a mix of emotions. I mean, you're great to see all your old friends again, but then sometimes we get together with a crowd, there are people who are no longer with us, and there's a kind of element, bittersweet.
Definite melancholy about this time of year, when you miss those who aren't around anymore.
Yeah. So I hear that in your recording. It's a lovely tune. Let's listen to it a little.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all, the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere. Olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the fireside, joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, families drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year.
I love that recording. Man, that really tugs at your heartstrings.
Thanks, Bill. And a big shout out to our engineer, too, who helped us mix it, Todd Whitelock. He really he said it was like wrapping a warm sweater around.
Cashmere sweater for your ears.
That's right.
Great design. Yuletide Hideaway is the name of this album. Folks, if anybody looking for a nice little stocking stuffer, one of the great records.
It really is sweet. I don't hate it.
Yuletide Hideaway.
Yes.
You can find it on Amazon just about anywhere you're looking.
Yeah, cdbabycarin.com, anything like that.
What else do you have on there?
We have Winter Wonderland, Let It Snow, Snowbound.
Mel Torme?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Winter Wonderland is one of my favorites. Let's hear the end of this little section. This is from the album Yuletide Hideaway.
Stay is the new bird. sings our love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend his name is Parson Brown. He'll say, "I am married," we'll say, "No, man, but you can do the job if you're in town." Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. We'll face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Playing piano on that again?
Yes, I am.
Is that your arrangement as well?
Yes, my little arrangement.
Sweet Winter Wonderland. What a great old tune.
It really is. And I kind of like the slow version occasionally. You know, yeah. It usually is a romper, but yeah. I like it slow. And next we'd love to play a recording from some dear friends of ours, some monsters in the jazz idiom, Bob Bowman, Todd Strait, Rod Fleeman, and Danny Embry, who make up the band called Interstring. And in our Kansas City days, we would be at almost every one of their performances.
They played Monday nights. We'd hear there every Monday night that we could be in town.
Right. And this is a wonderful tune that Danny Embry wrote called Winter Song. This is Interstring. Thank you.
Danny Embry can play some guitar. That's a band called Innerstring. That's Danny's tune, Winter Song,
right,
which is wonderful. You can put that alongside of Prokofiev Troika and Vince Guaraldi Skating. What a happy winter song.
I love that song. Always have.
Yeah. Those wonderful musicians, Bob Bowman, Todd Strait, the two guitarists, Danny Embry and Rod Fleeman. You worked with them so many times over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You used to tour with them over Europe to Brazil. And
I still work with all of them from time to time, actually.
Yeah. And during our time in Kansas City, you signed a contract with Concord Records. And after about a year, Concord said, we're putting together a Concord Christmas album. What do you want to sing?
Right. And I've always loved this song, The Coventry Carol, when I was a kid. I come from a long line of ministers and wonderful musicians, my mom and my grandmother. So this song was always in the liturgy at Christmas time. This is Coventry Carol. And I didn't really know what to do with it. So I enlisted somebody I know. In fact, that person sitting right across the table from me right now, Bill McLaughlin.
Yeah, we were driving out. At that time, we would drive back and forth from the Twin Cities to Kansas City fairly often, which gives you about 7 or 8 hours on the interstate. And he said, what do you think about Coventry Carol? I went, I love that tune, but what are you going to do? It's a slow tune.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are jazzers. But then all
of a sudden, jazzers play slow tunes.
Well, I know they do. You can ask Bill Evans and Miles Davis, a lot of other people. But what I'm getting at is that as we were driving down the road, I'm looking out the window at this snow-covered prairie, and I started to hear, believe it or not, Camel Train. I went, why not?
We're kind of back to that Eastern African thing.
Yeah, and I thought, what about a 5/8 groove? And you said, let's do it.
Let's do it.
And you did.
In this recording, it's Interstring, and Paul Smith on piano with me singing Coventry Carol, Bill's arrangement.
Fun to hear that after all these years.
It is. It's like going back in time.
Yeah. If anyone has just tuned in, you're listening to the B&K Cafe. You're listening to our Christmas special. We're getting down toward the end of the show, but we just wanted to invite you to come and celebrate your holiday in your own favorite way with us. I decided my favorite way to celebrate Christmas at that time was to write a piece for my orchestra, the Kansas City Symphony. I was music director there for 12 years. So I set up 3 old English tunes, Christmas tunes. In Dolce Jubilo, an old Scottish tune called Rorate. At first, I wasn't certain about how to conclude this set, and then I remembered your Camel Train from Coventry Carol from the Concord recording. I thought, let's bring back the camels. So here's the shape. In Dolce Jubilo, rather reverent to begin with, and it gets up to be a very high-spirited dance. The old Scots tune Rorate, first for alto flute, then for oboe, and then for strings, little cadenza for solo violin, and then we're into the Coventry Carol, which starts in a very formidable way. Sounds like old church music. But before long, the camels take over.
I love this piece. This is Bill McLaughlin's own composition called Solstice.
that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out upon my clacking jaw. Who's there, who is it, stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling, or could that be growling? My legs feel like straw. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me your scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One beacon I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, I pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus. That's him, all right.
I don't know who can't love that. That's by the master himself, Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, it seemed like the best thing to follow up that is Camel Train there appearing once again with the piece Solstice, which I made for the Kansas City Symphony years ago. Well, we are about out of time for today. We're thinking about all of you all over, some at home, some trying to travel. It's hard to travel this year, of course, and we're all missing folks that we can't get to see. That's why we made this radio program.
To bring us closer together.
Yeah.
Those who we can't see physically, we can at least reach out.
And so now I want to play one of my supreme favorite pieces of music, which is a great prayer for all of us. From Bach B minor Mass, let's hear Dona Nobis Pacem. Lord, give us peace.
Give us peace.
Thank you.
Dona Nobis Pacem, Bach's B minor Mass.
Lord, grant us peace. That's a great prayer. Anytime.
Well, that's all we have for you today. Thank you for joining us on the B&K Cafe for our holiday special. I'm Karin Allison.
And I'm Bill McLaughlin. And together,
we wish you the happiest of holidays.
See you next year.
Thanks for tuning in to the B&K Cafe. Karin and Bill will be back with you on January 15th in the new year 2021. Stay tuned for more Bill McLaughlin on Exploring Music. And then at 8 o'clock, we continue our month of encore broadcasts of past years of An Evening of Readings and Carols, as presented by the choirs of Westminster Choir College of Rider University, recorded live in Princeton University Chapel. The last two Fridays, we've heard 2014 and 15, and tonight, the offering from 2016.